Great. So yesterday I just gave a brief overview of construction of a mikveh in terms of what we call a mikveh today, a built mikveh and so on, a distinction between Mayim Shuvim, how you get out of the Mayim Shuvim problem, and Hashokah with Zvi and so on. I'll talk today about Tefillah in a quote-unquote natural body of water. On the top it says Tefillah in a river, lake, or ocean. Basically, the first group of sources we went over yesterday. I printed these originally for two different shiurim, so which weren't given back to back. But we'll go through that quickly. But just at the beginning, to define, we have to know it's not so pasha to define what's a river, what's a lake, or what's an ocean. Ocean is pretty pasha. We know what an ocean is. But let's say a river. So what's called the river is sometimes really just an extension of the ocean. I think it has a technical name called the estuary or something like that. I think that the, if I'm not mistaken, the Hudson River, the Atlantic Ocean goes right into the Hudson River over there by, by Brooklyn and by the Verrazano Bridge and so on and so forth. So, or the Hackensack River, I live in Teaneck, the Hackensack River is connected to the ocean. So that's a question. There's also a question of what's considered a lake. The Yam Kinneret. Yam Kinneret is not kind of, Yam Kinneret is the Yam HaMelech, we call it Yam, the sea. But it's landlocked, basically. I mean, it goes to the Jordan River and then the Yam HaMelech at the end, but it's not connected to anything else. It's a river.
Everything's
connected. Well, everything's connected, but I'm just saying all the water in the world is connected. That's the water cycle or whatever, water the ground. But I'm just saying in terms of what we call it the Yam HaMelech, but there's a difference between the Yam HaMelech and the Yam HaGadol, the Mediterranean Sea. Or the North Sea in England, it's just a part of the Atlantic Ocean, really. It's a connection to the ocean. As opposed to, let's say, the Yam HaMelech, it's not like that. So there are certain landlocked sea, the Caspian Sea, in the Iran. What's that? In the Great Lakes. They're all big lakes. That's what they are. The Great Lakes are a good name. They're Taka lakes. They're not, they're not from the ocean. But anyway, so it's a question of how to define these things. But let's look first what the major issues are in terms of Tila in these places. So we'll begin with Tila in a river. That's the most common question is, you have a stream or a river nearby, and can you go into the mikveh? So again, very quickly, go through the first dozen sources very quickly. I haven't just done them yesterday. Right, it says in the Parshas Metzorah, Perek Tezov, Pasuk Tezayin, and Vayikra, Rachat Maim is called Besoro, and the Gemara Ervin, Daf Dalet Beis, says that Shurim, okay, the Shir, all the Shurim are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, right, Mechitza Chatzitzin, the Shur Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, the Gemara has that in a few places, including Ervin, Daf Dalet Beis, I printed over here, and so the Gemara asks, what do you mean Chatzitza is in the Torah? It's not Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. We discussed this. We began the laws of Chatzitza a couple of weeks ago. So the Gemara has a drasha, right? It says, Rochatz Pamayim is called Besar. That's the correct pasuk. Right? Rochatz Pamayim is called Besar. That pasuk in source one, that Shaloy Yedavar Chotez, Bein Besar L'Mayim. And b'mayim me'mikva kol b'mayim, by the word b'mayim me'mikva kol b'sar mayim shekol gufa ola ben chazal av adrasha, that the water in the mikvah has to be enough that the entire body should be able to fit into it. Kama hein, how much is that? Amal amaruah berub shalosh amal shiur chachamim me'mikva arboim saw. So we know that it's 40 saw, a couple hundred gallons. That's how much water in a mikvah. And the definition of a mikvah, Rashi tells us again, Ervin Dalar Beis. We have this come on a few different places. Rashi in source 3, B'mayim, B'mayim, mikvah, Hamechunasin, Mashal. The word mikvah means it's gathered water, pooled water into one place. It's not live water that's flowing, right? That's not necessary for certain types of tumah. Right? For Zov, it's needed, but the Shechah Zerah, this pasuk, likewise needed, doesn't say Mayim Chaim. But Kol Besoro, then Rashi, Kol Besoro means Kol Besoro Ke'echa. For tefillah purposes, you have the whole body submerged in what? You can't just first stick one foot in and stick the other foot in. Let's say for tefillah kelim, it's the same thing. You have to have the whole kli has to be under our tefillah kelim. The whole kli has to be underwater at the same time. As opposed to, let's say, kashering, you can kasher one part and kasher the other part if it's a big kli. Okay, anyway. Then we had the pasuk which we focused on yesterday at the beginning. It was for the pasuk in Parsha Shemini, Vayikra Perek Aleph Pasuk Lamed Vav. Again, we'll go through this quickly because we did this part. Ach Mayon Ubor Mikveh Mayim Yetor. Right, the Torah there, as we mentioned yesterday, is discussing the fact that certain foods and drinks, liquids, can become tamei. But it says Mayon, water from a live spring, or Bor Mikveh Mayim, the mikveh gathered water, that cannot become tamei. Not only cannot become tamei Yetor, as Rashi explains. And so as far as Mechuvar Karka, Ein Mekablin Tumah, that's point one, that's the context, that's what the Torah is really talking about over there. These types of liquids cannot become Tumah, not like that, but for the Yiyatar, V'hogei Shechavah Limod Yiyatar, HaTovah Bahem Tumah, and that's based on Amorim Psachim, that we saw yesterday, Tezan and Alamut 6, Tashma Achman of Ormi Pramai Yetar, my Yetar Mitumasa. Not only does this liquid, these types of waters not become Tomei, but they have the capacity to be Mitar, something or someone that did become Tomei. Good? And then the Sifra, the important Sifra, the important Torah's Kanim in Shmini. Right, and source for first of all, Rashi in 7, it says, Yetar, if you have a tongue, man of our mikvah, Yetar, hold the tovel. Okay, but not Shuvim, and then we discussed that yesterday. There's important Sifra, Torah's Kanim in Parashat Test. So at the end of the Paragyud, in Ovel Gimel, it says we have the basic distinction between a Mayim and a mikvah. The Brisa mentions, the Torah's Kanim mentions, Mayim is Matar Bezochlin, Mayim is Afki Matar when the water is flowing. And a mikveh, should a mikveh also be mitar b'zochin? No. It says, ach mayan. Only a mayan is mitar b'zochin. Okay, but a mikveh, mayan mitar b'zochin, a mikveh b'ashbori. B'ashbori means like a crack, a hole in the ground. You dig a hole into the ground, and that's where the water gathers. That's ashbori, and that's not flowing water. That's self-contained. Self-contained. That's what ashbori means, self-contained water. And that's how the Mishnah is in mikvos, in Perek Aleph. Mishnah Zayin and Mishnah Ches, it mentions there in Mishnah Zayin that a mikveh has arba'im sa'ah. Right, for a mikveh, the minimum size is arba'im sa'ah. A mayan, even a smaller, if you're a smaller person, let's say a short person, very thin, short person, can fit into less water than mayan, than mem sa'ah. So the mikveh, it doesn't matter, you still have to have mem sa'ah. But in a mayan, you can go in, or you tovel that kli, that smaller, very small kli, could have even a puddle, even a tiny drop of water, that would be good enough. In terms of a mayim. And then, of course, the next mission, Mishnah Ches, says certain things need mayim chayim. A zov, a metzora, a paraduma. There, Taka Torah used the expression mayim chayim. So there, Taka, a mikveh water would not suffice. It would have to be a mayim. Okay? But the mikveh is look in the Bar Tanura. In source 10, paragraph, look at the fourth one down. Shavah, a mikveh tar b'shborim, below b'zochlin. Flowing water doesn't work in a mikveh. And that's what we explained yesterday, that the mikveh has to be, close to watertight, preferably watertight. We discussed it's only a problem if the water, the seepage is noticeable to the eye, right? The chila and the karas ayin, actually, yesterday, right? They can have a little crack, a little somewhere, water leaks out. That's not the problem. That's going to be relevant today also. The kaimel and mayim metar, but it's open a mikveh, metar b'ashborin. Okay, and again, the Rambam, again, a mikveh needs 40. So the Rambam tells us the difference between the all of them. Perek Tes of Hilchos Mikvos Halacha Ches. The Rambam towards the end says, Ma bein mayim. There's three differences. Ma bein mayim. What's the difference between a mayim and a mikveh halacha? So the Rambam has these three things. One, a mikveh ein matar al b'mem sov ba mayim matar b'kol shu. A mikveh ein matar al b'ashborim ba mayim b'zochen. If it's flowing water, it doesn't work in a mikveh. A mayim mitar b'zochlin, and a mikveh is no good for a zav, and a mayim is good for a zav. Okay, and that's a shulchan aruch. Shun reish aleph here in Sinyor Desik Beis. May mayim mitar and af b'zochlin. Okay, and may mikshomim rainwater is only mitar b'ashborin. And if there's a chila, it's possible. He writes shulchan Torah. We discussed. Okay. Anyway, this is Taz over there. It's a cotton base, right? What is Bashborin? Shem Kvuyim Bekayim and Bibor. The water is still, it's gathered in a pit of Sulim. And Ehem Zokim Sulim. And if they're flowing in and out, then it's possible. And that's how Shach says, well, Lo Kashain Zokim and Sukkot Mekhaz. Okay. So that's just a quick review of yesterday. The Mishnah Mikvahs discusses the following case. Perek Hay, Mishnah Hay, 15. Hazokhlin Kemayim. Any flowing water, right, like a river, where the water flows, that is a din like a mayim. The hanotvin, where water gathered dripping down, and some rainwater, that is a din of a mikveh. Okay, so let's look at the Bar Tanura there. Mikvahs Parakei Mishnah Hay 16. Hazochlin kigon nahoros. He gives a specific example, like rivers, flowing rivers. Okay, shein zochlin. So harei ein kemayim. They have the same din as a mayim, namely mitarin bezochlin v'kol shein. The Tahara works in a river, and it's Pekosha. You don't need to have Mem Sol. Right, that's the din. So that's the first statement of that Mishnah. Zochlin Kemayim. But the Hanotzim, the bartender, that they're going to make Shamim, right, water that comes down from somewhere, like from the rain. So then that's the din of Mikveh. Then it's only the Tahara Ba'arboim Sol. For that, you need 40 Sol. Okay, if you're using rainwater, you have to have 40 saw, and lash baron has to be where it's still water gathered in some dugout type of pit. All right. So then the Mishnah says it's important. Hey, the tzaddik al hazochlin sheravu al hanotvin shehem ksheri. What happens? You know, the following thing. Okay, you have a river. Okay, which is zochlin, but it also rains. So rainwater lands in the river too. So as long as zochlin sheravu al hanotvin hem ksheri, as long as the flowing part is still the majority. Okay, even though also this body of water also contains rainwater, it's still ksherim. Bartanor, ksherim, ksherim, kizochim. Ho'ov, notim, mu'atim. Because the raindrops, the rainwater is the lesser, it's the mi'at. Okay? Even if it's not comfortable enough or big enough for tefillah for someone to go into, okay, and only because of the rainwater, nonetheless, since the rainwater is the minority, the majority, it goes by the majority, which is the zochah. Okay? So that's the Mishnah in Mikvot. The implication of the Mishnah is that if the rainwater is so much rainwater that it's taka rovu al hazochlin, then it wouldn't be good. Right, the hayat of tzaddik is it's only good if the majority remains the flowing water, and on top you have some rainwater because it rained for a few days. Okay, so you have rainwater, but still the majority of the river is zochlin. But if you could conceive of a situation where this particular stream, this particular whatever brook, this river has more rainwater than zochlin, than zochlin water, then it would be a problem. All right, now look at the Gemara. We saw this Gemara for a different purpose. Okay, already, and it's an important Gemara today. Nida Samat Zayin Amud Aleph, the story of Avuah D'Shmuel and his daughters. 17. Avuah D'Shmuel Avad L'Binzei Mikvos B'Yom Nisan U'Mavtzei B'Yom Tishrei. He made for his daughters, for tefillah purposes, a mikveh in the summer months, and Mavtzei Mats in Yom Tishrei in the fall of the winter months. Now, we focused on this when we talked about it for the second half of the statement. Mavtzei B'Yom Tishrei. Right, remember we had the Gemara, we brought that Gemara up, right? He made either a mafte, like there were horizontal partitions because of tzius issues, because it had to be tovel, like in a nomal or whatever, in some place where it wasn't so private, so he built these partitions to make it private for them to be tovel in there. Or it was a question of chatzitza purpose, right? It wasn't horizontal partitions, but he put on the ground for them to walk on, not to get mud on their feet, the problem of chatzitza with the teep, and so on. That's the Gemara Nida Samazan. So let's look at Rashi there. Because for our purposes today, the first half is more important. When we saw this Gemara, we were looking at the second half more. But now, the Gemara here, we'll look at the first half. So Rashi, Mikvos B'Yominisim, Mikve Mai Mechunosim, V'Einan Tolos Benar. He had to build regular mikvahs for them, you know, with pooled rainwater. Because they couldn't go in the rivers in Yom Nisan. Why? When is Yom Nisan? Nisan is at the end of the rain season, the end of the winter. So it's been raining for the last 5 months or whatever it is. Okay? So therefore, he felt at that point they can't go in the local river because at that point, at the end of the winter, there were a significant concern that the rainwater taka outnumbered or whatever became the majority over the zochlin water. You follow? That's the concern that Avuah D'Shmuel had. He did not have that concern in Yom Tishrei because that Tishrei again and in the fall, so it hasn't rained for 6 months. So at that point, whatever's in the river is taka zochlin. But at the end of the rainy season, the end of the winter, Yom Nisan. Yeah, Tak, I have a question. By that point, there's been so much rain. Hopefully, if it all goes well, okay, there's so much rain that there's more rainwater than there is flowing water in that particular river. So then he'd have to build mikvos, and he didn't want to let them go into the river. But in the fall months, where let's say Tishrei, by the time Tishrei rolls around, it hasn't rained in months, at least in Eretz Yisrael, and in that climate of the world, it hasn't rained too often. So therefore, he let them go in the river, and then he would only make these mafzi, these partitions. Okay, you follow? So that's what we're saying. Okay, and Rashi goes on; it gives a good summary of this whole problem. No, Rashi says, what's Ashborin? The Kav of a Kavit, the Ein Madmila Mechunasim. Elam Shenikul Ebrahim, Menachum Eschilosim. Ashborin means where it's no longer flowing, it's self-contained. Right? It's pooled, it's self-contained. Utnan Masechas Mikvos, and Rashi quotes this Mishnah from Mikvos, Parakeh Mishnah, we just read in 15. Hazolchin Kemayan, Klomar, Zolchin Shebenoros, Kemayan, Vanotrim Kemikvim, Umayim Hanotrim Mehahorim, Harayim Kemikvim, Eno Tarim Zichlil, because that's something else. The water that, it's not only rainwater that lands in the river, but very often rivers are fed by melting snow. But instead of rainwater, it's snow water, right? It came down through it, then as the weather got warmer, on the top of the mountain, the snow melted and trickled down, and that also fed the river. So therefore, that's also, with the rain plus the melted snow, that adds up to more notfim than zochlin. Hilchach b'mei nisan shenisra b'hanar de geshomim chaye shemarabu notfim shabo al chayim shabo ubatlu zochlin. Okay, the ein matarnas atame tovahen there is a chilo. So you can't go in that thing because it still has flowing water. But on the other hand, it's not majority flowing water, so it's not really a mayim, but it's not a mikveh either. So that's why he didn't want the girls going in there. Okay, so therefore, he had to build something else for them to go in those months of the year. Okay, he had to do something else for the Rishon now. Okay, the mafze, the mat, says Rashi, were because of on the ground. We saw that Rashi. The very last line of 18, that he made these mats to avoid a problem with the chatzitza with the mud. Okay? The same Gemara appears in a few other places. One is Shabbos, Samach, Hayimad Aleph, Abu Dishmul, and so on and so forth. The same, the Gemara there lists a few things that Abu Dishmul did. One of them is this, the last part, Avid Le Mikvos, Gonis, Mavtu, and Tishrei. Again, so Rashi says, okay, Mikvos, Biyamanis, and Shammai, Mechonosin. Oh, Samach, Lenahar. Here's another thing Rashi adds. How do you just build a mikveh just like that? So right near the river, we made some kind of a channel. Hamshacha, like we talked about yesterday, right? For sure, we talked about it for my shul. The same idea, he made some sort of a channel that the water would go in, and then he would stop it up, okay? And then you had a mikveh. Good. Umavti v'metushik shetovos pras, pras the Euphrates, Nahar Pras. You remember the Shmuel lived in Bavel, right? The major river there is the Euphrates River, Nahar Pras. So the Yom Tishrei, in the 4 months, they would go to the Euphrates, because at that point, there's no problem of, it hadn't rained in months, there's no problem of being concerned, obviously there's no melting snow in the summertime, right, it all melted already. So now, at this point, there's certainly more zochlin than anything else, but the concern he had was with Me'atid, Shoei Chatzitza. So he notes that Hamapat's Tachas Raglein, so he put these, boards or this cloth, partitions, whatever it is, on their feet they could walk on, okay? There have been a time there in Shabbos Samachem and Aleph gave the other view, 21 Matzim and Tishrei. Rabbi Natam said it was not the vertical things that the step on, rather the kufos, rather they were horizontal, so they shouldn't have for theist reasons. By Shabbam, okay, they were otherwise nervous, they wouldn't do a proper tefillah and so on. Okay. I just threw this in because we just learned about Chatzitza, the Chiddush Ramban, okay, the Chiddush Ramban. There in Shabbos, Samachem and Aleph, I didn't put this in the Chatzitza of Ma'amar Kamos, I guess I could have. Okay. Rashi said it's because of the teeth, because of the stuff on the ground, and maybe it was thick, but we said teeth is really chotzit, except for certain types of teeth. Again, you can look at that Ramban, Chiddush Ramban and Shabbos, Samachem and Aleph, do Masal Mafti and Mitishrei. It's a good little summary of the different types of dirt and clay and whatever else. Okay. But the problem is that also you could say, even though it's not a Chatzitza, gets in your toes, so there could be a head as a chatzitza. Okay. And then he quotes the other opinion, the Golden Pirchel Shtam, and that. See, it's again two different interpretations. Okay. Ritual also. The Ritual says the other way, he says, that they're concerned about chatzitza and they're between their toes. Then he quotes the Ravid, and he says there's a different problem that you're not supposed to be tovel on things which are used for sitting. So you had to make these steps. Remember, we had that with the Xeris Merchatzos. Remember, you shouldn't be tovel on things that are materially used in the bathhouse. Remember, we talked about that. That's what he talks about here also. Okay. Anyway, that's a side point. Now, back to the Gemara. Shabbos Samachan, page 24, very important. The Gemara says, Avodah Mikveh B'Yom HaNisan. That was the practice of Avuah de Shmuel, because he was concerned that in the Yom HaNisan, meaning at the end of the winter season, the end of the rainy season, maybe there's more rainwater than it was zochlin water. And he says, Misayel Eilarav. Rav agrees with this also. The Amud Shmuel, Rav agreed. The Harav, Mitra b'Ma'arava, when it was a lot of rain in the west, west meaning Eretz Yisrael, right? The Rav lives in Babel, the Gemara talks about the west coast, I mean Babel, I mean Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael to the west of Babel. So a lot of times in the Gemara you have the expression, b'Ma'arava Amru, out west, the wild west, right? The west coast. So that means Eretz Yisrael. So there's rain in the west, the rain in the west, Sada Rava Pras. Okay? You can tell the Nahar Pras, it can be a witness, can testify there must have been a lot of rain in Eretz Yisrael. Because the way the rain falls and so on and so forth, the people in Babel knew when they saw the Euphrates in overflowing, when the water level was higher, they knew, oh, there must have been a lot of rain in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Anyway, at summer, Shalom Yirbu, no Tanaz Ochan. And we're worried in the month of Nisan, right, at the end of the rainy season, that maybe there's more, you know, Notfin rainwater than there are in Zohar. Okay? Rashi explains, Sada Marava Eretz Yisrael, right? About Mitzvah Marava, right? About Mata rain in Eretz Yisrael was testified by Pras. Rashi said, Pras Mebe Dover. Okay, Shu Yorim Eretz Yisrael above. Somehow, Rashi says, the water cycle, the rains in Eretz Yisrael, that rain ended up in the Euphrates. Okay, and the Euphrates will therefore become larger, be made Shaman. The Yodim and Ebobos, Yardu Shama Hari Yisrael, Bahari Eretz Yisrael, Smecha Lachayas. Okay, the Jews above were happy. Oh, they had a lot of rain in Eretz Yisrael. Here in America, we can't tell whether it was rain in Eretz Yisrael. But in Babel, they knew that when the Euphrates was overflowing, so it must have been a lot of rain in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Anyway, Rashi again, there in Shabbos, Samachem, Beis, Dimas, was Sovar, Shema Yirbo, Nofin. We're afraid. Nofin means Kshomim, Alazofin, Hanovin. Nova means the coming Novaya from the underground spring, right? And if it goes, again, he quotes that mission, it goes. We don't have to read it again. So he says, I will novin mitato about 5 miles at the bottom of that Rashi. I will novin mitarin kemoshen zochin emotion of gavol the namok kodar kol arz hilchol. Here it is. Biyomi Nisan shen naharos gedelim meagushal mashamach horev. In the month of Nisan, when the rivers are wider or expanded because of the rainy season of the winter, umafsharos haslogim from the melting snow from the mountains. Chayas shema yirbu hanos alazochin sheni tosu benami nagushamim alazochim achayim. In the winter, there's greater concern that there's additional water from not from the spring, but from the outer sources, from the rain and from the melting snow. The ain taras mayan alayna tar bezochan elavash bar, and zochan is not going to work, and you have to make it lash bar. That was a concern which Abu the Shmuel had, and Rav holds like that as well. Tosis there in Shabbos Hamachan Beis Dimas the Sada has a geographical problem. What does Rashi mean? It's not true that the rains from Eretz Yisrael end up in Babel exactly that way. Okay. All right. I won't go into that, the problem right now. Okay. Because he says Babel is to the east of Eretz Yisrael and the rivers don't flow in that direction. So that's a geographical problem. Okay. Then he has the Yesh Mefarshim. Tosis has that some say that Avodah Shmuel is concerned was the women, his daughters, who were maybe Zavos, who need Mayim Chaim, and that doesn't really work either because they may have said to make mikvos. But in the end, what's most important for us, he says as follows, Akasha, four lines on the bottom, 26. In Tomar, Lushmuel, the Omar, Ein Hamayim, and Tamar Zochan, Ela Pros, Biome Tishrei. Okay, he has an interesting question. So, Taka, what would a Zav do? A Zav, the boy Mayim Chaim, Echitbo, Biome Nisan. Where in the world is this all supposed to go? If every Mayan, if it's true that every Mayan at the end of the rainy season, the end of the winter season has been, infested is the wrong word, but expanded as a result of rainwater, so Taka, where would a Zav go? Right? That's an interesting question. The Yeshlomai says, Kemayan Mechusish ain't make Shom Yard Mesoch. You have to find a covered Mayan. Okay, they would, some mikvahs today are actually a Mayan. You know, they're covered, so don't worry about it. The Arizal's mikvah. You know, the Arizal's mikvah, right? One of the reasons it's freezing cold, except if a lot of people are using it, but one of the reasons it's freezing cold is because it's coming from on the ground, right? I mean, you know, it's not like you go and you feel your heart's going to stop, you know. And no matter how cold you are, by the time you walk halfway up that hill, you're sweating hot again, right? But anyway, that's a Mayan. And there are mikvahs around here. There are a lot of underground streams here, underground water sources here. The one that Mikvah in Tinek is right near. For whatever the reason, it was a bit of a hassle to get it to be a Mayan. I think in Pisaic, I think the mikvah is a Mayan. So that's a covered Mayan. Okay, good. But now the other kasha that's important is the following. Lema kama kama bottle.
Lema meaning the river in Tinek is
not the river is not so close. No, there's underground streams. There's underground water. You can find out. There are maps. I'm not an expert. There are
groundwater.
Yeah, but it's underground. There are
so
maps.
You can just like tap that.
That'll be a mine. Yeah. Okay. What? You know, what bonus does it have? Well, for one thing, you wouldn't need 40 saw, okay, which we don't worry about. Our mikvahs would be much more than 40 saw. Okay, but you know, we don't want to worry about zav today, so, you know, but there are a couple of possible pluses to have it like that, but it's not really an issue. Anyway, but to make hashavas, now what happened to the principle of kama, kama bottle? Remember, if you learned your day, it was supposed to chalav and tarpas and so on, so something spills in. So the first drop that spills in is a bottle. So with the rainwater, when you have a stream of a river of Zochlin, so now a drop of rainwater is a bottle, and that next drop is bottle, the next drop is bottle. It's kama kama bottle. Okay, when the case of more personal Yinesech, it says the more has an Ariyah Yinesech for the Kolam Kulo. Kosher, I'm in a pot, kama kama bottle. Okay, so that's what the Tosfos says over here. So what are you worried about? And a chanami, maybe by now there's more rainwater than Zochlin, but all the rainwater has already been halakhically changed into Zochlin, the bottle, so therefore it becomes part of it. So Tosis gives it tariff, not everyone agrees with it. Tosis gives it to Yeshalmah. The Lo Mahani, time of the Kamakama bottle, came and showed Isser Rabba Mikashir. Okay? That's only up to a point. Kamakama bottle only works up to a point where the amount of incoming water is not greater than the amount of the water that's landing in. Okay? But he, the Yain Nesek, kama 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 bottle, hainu kodem sharoba isa ad kidei nesin es tam behater. Okay, that's a technicality. But he said, kama kama bottle doesn't apply over here. Other Rishonim deal with that question also. The Ritva and Shabbos also is bothered by that question. How can you tell, what do you mean, the water from Eretz Yisrael? How can you tell from Eretz Yisrael that was Bovel, okay, Bovel's to the east of Eretz Yisrael, so happens the water doesn't come that way. And he says, top of the next page, Lav Kushi, Klau, Kiderach HaNaharas, Lisa Kain. The river is wide, so they go all over the place. I mean, we know that. I mean, the rivers don't go, the river's not straight. The river is wide. I mentioned, if you come back, let's say you're coming from Route 80, you're coming from, let's say, western New Jersey, Pennsylvania, they're coming on Route 80. Not far from, I'm going back to Teaneck in Route 80. So, you know, whenever the highway goes over a river, there's a little sign that tells you what river is below, right? So you cross the Passaic River, I think, four times. The Passaic River, a little weiter, a mile and a half, 2 miles weiter, can you? Passaic River. So, okay, the answer is, because the river, you know, at least I came, that's what it was. All right, anyway, then he says, Kasar Hashem Yibra, Anuch Hashem, Havo Zolchem Yuta. Okay, and that's what he said. Now he says it's now he mentions something else about Mayim Shuvim, which we'll get back to. Okay. He says that the issue is not a Mayim Shuvim issue. Who said it was? We'll see in a second. Time of the Milsman issue may make Shom Dim Kimikva. Okay, and like we said before, and only a Mayan is Mitar Zolchin. The Ramban, and the Kedush Ramban quotes that some say the issue is Daka Mayim Shuvim. He says, Yafet Rashi Masha Kosu Miktas Asforim, the Havel Shuvim, Eno Nocho. Vain Kosu came to this Chatiki. The old birds of Rashi don't have it. Aber Chanan Azal did say, Kosu Masha Zeh, Shema Yirbu May Gishamashay Notim Hagagos, Vinasu Shuvim. The problem is a Mayim Shuvim problem, because the water lands on first on the roof. It's got, you know, and then it comes into the, but the Ramban doesn't think it's right. Okay. Especially since, you know, as we said, once you have the basics, shulam is, you're going to have as much shulam as you want, right? But getting back to this other kasha of kama kama botel, so the Meiri in Shabbos Samachem Bay is 29. The Yesho in, you know, what about Yisbato Rishon Rishon, which is kama kama botel? So he has a teretz, Shazu Shemekan Yesh Metaritza Shemedober Habobi De Shamayim Ein Omer Kama Kama Botel. Kama kama bottle is only a principle when a person pours something in. What happens naturally, we don't say kama kama hova, aim the other lake. You can't stop it. You can't make it not rain. So So then, therefore, it's not subject to the rule of Kama Kama Batal, so claims the Meiri. And the Tosas of Kama, of all places, Akufa and Vaid, Zawasa Omelo 30, has a different territory. I mean, the Tom says Kama Kama Batal is only when Kama Kama, you pour a little now, you pour a little later, and so on. But it's not a steady, okay, but here it's a steady rain. Okay, it's a different territory to that Kasha. All right. And then the Tosas of Bechor. Tosas of Bechor starts on Nunhei Vaid. He wants to ain't on my guitar. So he quotes from the Tom. All right. Just a second. In the beginning, he quotes a question of who we pascal, which we'll come back to. Because really, if you look at that Gemara, Shmuel himself, we know what Avuah the Shmuel did. And the Gemara said Avuah the Shmuel agreed with Rav. Okay. But we'll see how we pascal. Because Shmuel himself says something else. That's what Tosafot talking about at the beginning, the first part. But then the other part, the Otrish when Tom, he says that there's a Marisai issue because of the Geshamim. And the Osa Tom, Kama Kama Bato, Lo Yitachain. The whole Isa Bato, Chozer and Ir, Kisha Chozer Rabba, Arkadei Sheish Boshir Lisa. That's what he said before. When an Elber, when it becomes so much, when that becomes the majority, then even that which was already Bato is called Chozer and Ir, woke up again. Right, if you're familiar with that, we have Michal's Pesach, other things like that. Chozer v'neir means an Isser that was rendered not an Isser because the robe and bittel can they become Usser again. The Usser is woken up, Chozer v'neir. Neir means wakes up. Okay, all right. Now, the Truas Hadeshah raises a question in Sun Reish Nun Dalad. We'll see that a couple things in that, the long tshuva. Now, this is the less significant, less important part for today's discussion. But the Shus Hadeshin, one second, yeah, Reishon and Dalim. Shamati Makshim, Maishna Notzun, Posen Zotun, Ryosun, Maim Shuvim, Posen Gamim, Mekavil Hakim, Hakar Mikvah Shalom, Shomem Sob, Enofel Tokavil, Elef San Shuvim, Basaka, Lo Yusua. He answered this question. By Maim Shuvim, we said that once, right, we already saw one of the Shalom dismissed that. When we saw that can become okay as long as you have your basic mikveh. Now you can pour much more Maim Shuvim and it's good. So why is it any different by rainwater falling straight in? You follow the kasher. It's a good kasher, right? So why does that not possible? Why does that yes possible? I mean, we're concerned. The Shmuel is concerned that after the rainy season, there's more rainwater than zochem water. So what? By Maim Shuvim we saw there can be tons, you can pour in tons of Maim Shuvim. Right? There are ways to kasher it, so to speak. Right? So why don't we have the same thing by rainwater? So there'll be more rainwater than Zochlin in this particular stream or in this river. Who cares? Right? Forget about Kama Kama Bottle. It'll work the same way we eliminate the Maim Shuvim problem. And the Ain Lomar, he says, had a time in the Shum Hogolo Khashivi Kwala Tara Tama Shum Tsad, the Taylor Same Gabi Mikra. It could give it teretz. The Mayim Shuvim are zero. Mayim Shuvim never retire. So therefore, it's totally bottled. Mashenu Kane, rainwater in certain situations is matire, right? So that can't be bottled because it can be matire by Ashbarim. But he doesn't like that teretz. And he writes a few lines later, he says, L'chach nirem, matire, it's matam yofim, kefi shevant edvorim. The Maisi Kamishna is l'chit, the mikvah shomem soim lois elok sayon shuvim. Okay? He said, the Ishkan Karmik Basholim calls from Shipul Toka Nasu Kulan Zuan Bitoko Baharan Kimukubaram the Kosher Lipo Bahan. Okay? So, Mayim Shuvim is the Psul of Mayim Shuvim can be taken care of. Okay? But, he says, on the next page, Abu Psul the Notvim, Shayna Mitarva Dezakila, Aina Mitam Zeklal. The Notvim and Mik Basholim, okay, they're not Mitar, those things are never Mitar. That water is never mitar. We have a special rule that notrim are not mitar in a free-flowing area. So they can never be, so that's why we're machmir. That's what he says. All right? Good? That's the, all right. So let's, and the Rashbah, Akutim, it's one of the Dorim, remember, basis is more of the same thing. You follow through the tradition, he's saying, in other words, when it comes to notrim, we have a special psul. They're not matar, it was the chila. So you can't say, oh, I've added it the same way it works for Shuvim. No, not the same way it works for Shuvim. Okay, shuv will become bottle to the mikveh water. But this won't become, because this is, there's no iser per se with regards to shuvim. Okay, but here's that, you know, here the shul of notfin is notfin works in a regular mikveh, and it doesn't work here, so therefore it's never going to work here. That's kind of what he says. But getting back now to the story of Avod the Shmuel, so the truth of the matter is the rule of Avod the Shmuel, which the Gemara said Rav agreed to. Right, look back for a moment. Where was it? Let's see, 24. Right, the Gemara said that the practice of Avod the Shmuel nisayel el Rav, because Rav also said shelo yirbu hanotin al azocha. But the Gemara now says in 34, that same Gemara in Shabbos Samachem Bei, he says upliga the Shmuel, but Shmuel himself disagrees. A very nice Avod the Shmuel. Okay, Avod the Shmuel was, you know, important. He's known by his son. His son was good. So I disagree with Shmuel himself. Nara mekipa mivrach. Nara mekipa mivrach. Okay. What does that mean? Rashi says a river gets its majority. He's telling the police. The general rule, any river is by definition more zochen water, more underground water than rainwater. You never have more than that. Now, it says the Gemara, pliga didei didei, Shmuel himself, huh?
Meaning, like...
The answer is I don't know. I'm sorry? No. I'm not sure I understand it scientifically, but that's what he said. That's so now that Gemara says the pliga the day today, the Omer Shmuel ain't a mayim at time is open, el pras biyom etishrei bilvad. He says, then he says, no, only the Euphrates can be matar is open. The unique statement about Nahar Pras, that Nahar Pras in Yom Tishrei you can use because it sounds like he is concerned about it. It's only Nahar Pras and so on. So that's a problem. Pliga the Shmuel.
One would be similar that as. With
right, right. So he says, but Yom Tishrei, which hasn't rained in a while, so that's good, implying the other rivers are not good. But anyway, that's the rule in Shmuel, okay? So that's the Gemara. So the question is now, how do we understand Shmuel? Tosas, Esakasha, Shabbat, Samachem, and Beis, that same Gemara, 36. Tosas, Tomer Shmuel. In Tomar, what do you mean? What do you mean? We see it. What's Shmuel telling us? That no, there's never more rainwater in a river than there is zochen water. In Tomar, hokachazina shemach hashama hengedel. What do you mean? We see the water never go up. We can see. I mean, if you measure, I suppose you can't always tell. But I used to drive when I taught the yeshiva to drive past the river, and you can see after a long rainy season the water was high. There's no doubt about it. So ask Tosa, what are you talking about? You could see. All right. So, but okay. So, and he says, "Yishlomar, Lord said, 'Tanya, she'ain lecha tefacher b'malas she'in tefachaim olim kinegda molnatos.'" A strange thing. Again, I don't know the mitzvahs of it, but he quotes a Gemara in Tanya that answers, "Ain achanami." Rainwater comes in, and when rainwater comes in, it triggers a reaction, and more zochen water comes from underneath. Is that true scientifically? I don't know. But hear what Tosa says. Tosa says a Gemara in Tanya. Okay, that anytime there's X amount of rainwater, there's double that amount that comes underneath. So when we see the water level go up, it's not just because of the rainwater, but it's because there's more underground water also. And that may be true, because you're gonna, when the rain says, well, you just said that, you may be right. It goes into the dirt, then it comes under. I mean, I don't know enough about how water works, you know, in terms of, but that's what the Tosfos answer. Yeah, sure, we see that the rainwater has, that the river water, the river level, whatever it's called, the riverbank level has gone up, but that's not just because of the rainwater, it's because of underground water too. So you never have, that's what Shmuel means, you never have a majority of rainwater. Yeah, that's what he says, Ezra.
I think that makes sense. Isn't there a Gemara about the Nisu Chamayim that the whole reason it worked is that the Mayim from like underneath said like, oh, I hear the water and let's go up and
That's a medrash, exactly right. And that's the same thing in the Oren Tainus. Yeah. So again, Metzias wise, I don't know, you know, but yes, in economics, and that's what the Shmuel quoted. Now, Omer bin Atam, Hilchos al Kavash of the Shmuel. Now, what this will mean is the answer that it's okay to be tall in a river, okay, even after the rainy season. Okay, that's the practical point. He says, Omer bin Atam, the Hilchos al Kavash of the Shmuel. We Paschal like Shmuel, who said, Nara mekipe mivrach, and therefore its majority of its water comes from you know the underground source. Even if it rained a lot, there's always going to be more of the underground water. Okay, good. Let's go up. Like you said, that measures the water shoots up, whatever it does, and therefore it's okay to be toggled in a river, even if it has been after the rainy season. That's it says halachah like Shmuel. And he brings the raya and so on. He says because the har pros is a different name, Yovel. It's called pros. Why is it called the har pros? Shemaymav parim beravin. Kruervu. That's where the pros comes from. The water multiplies, right? Like we said before. Okay? And he says, v'lav davka nakat pros, the within the chol naharos. V'lav davka pros, who got over the chol naharos, v'shomer tishol, right? The har pros is the famous and so on. And he writes at the end, Tosa says, v'alzeh anusomchen litbo b'naharos afilo in godlo ma'od. Tosa says, halacha l'maaseh, I write in Europe, okay? He says that that our practice is the women go in the rivers, even if the water level is very high following the rainy season, because we assume that it's more zolken water than rainwater. Okay? That's Tosis. All right? The Rabban, in his Chidush from there to Shabbos, Samech Hei on the base, all right, quote the same, Kedim Asuha Domer Shmuel, 37, asks the same Kasha, Tema, what do you mean? What do you mean rainwater never increases? We can see that it increases. Same kasha, right? We can see with our own eyes that the water level is going up. Okay? And so he gives the same tariff. He quotes the Gemara in Tainus and so on. Okay? Now, yeah. So then he says, V'nira medivra chanano shaloha kirav. The Renatam paskin dalach is like Shmuel. But Tosus in the second, the Ramban rather, the second, Tosus in Samachayim Beis, in 36, quoted Rabbeinu Tam, Hilchos HaKavash of Shmuel. Okay, and he said, that's what we rely on, that we let the women go into the rivers, even if the water level is high. However, Ramban in the says, V'nir V'dibur Chananel, Z'ralach V'girat. V'af Rabbeinu HaGadol, that's the riff. It's called Kostol of Shmuel, Af Mishol Kostol HaRav. He quoted the Rav of Shmuel, and that's what he passed his life. Shmuel himself seemed not to rely on it, so why should we, and so on and so forth. Okay, so the Ramban goes on. So Lamaisa, and he says, Shmuel himself seems to be contradicting himself, and so on, and therefore, three lines on the bottom there on that page, Al-Kain, Halacha, Kirav, the Rav of Shmuel, the Rav of Yisuri. The general principle, Achogus Rav and Shmuel, Hilchos Rav and Yisuri, for Shmuel with Dini. We pass like Rav and matters of Yisur Heta, which this is. So therefore, number two, the Rav and Mitu. Rav is in the majority here because on Rav's side, ironically enough, is Avoid the Shmuel. Okay? The only thing is, my problem is, says Rabban, Shinogu, Lipo, Ben Harus, maybe I'm in Yisur, maybe I'm in Tishrei. The Rabban was aware that the practice was Lamaisa. And many women did go in the local rivers. Many women would go in the local rivers. Let's remember, in those days, they also bathed in the local rivers in general, right? I mean, the local rivers were used for bathing. It's not nothing to do with the tefillah, I'm saying, right? So, Ramban was aware of the fact that, so what do we do? It says, because some say we pass it like Shmuel. And that whole Gemara about Nahar Pros, the very name Nahar Pros implies that the waters internally multiply Purvu. Right, that also supports Shmuel. Okay, and he says that's how the Urayim, top of the next page, the Urayim passes that with name of Tam, but Ein Hapsak Nachon. I don't think it's right, says Ramban. I understand that that's how some people pass it. They're a Tam and they say to Urayim, but says Ramban, Ein Hapsak Nachon. Leroy Lismachalo. All right, we should pass it like Rav. All right, and that's it. Rav and Abu the Shmuel against Shmuel. Okay. So he says, well, Shema Yesh Hakel, maybe there's a kula. The Loma Shanidon Bezelavishan near Benaros, or on a row and Shayna Naros Ravos Mosak Shaman. In some places, you can't really tell that the water is in. So if you look at the water level and see that Taka does not seem to have gone up, so you can say, at least in that river, there's more underground stream, underground sources. Okay? So he said, okay, that's a cooler. All right? He says, on a row, she'ain on a haros rabos mos hagashamim. Yosho shor kola shamim. Elamaata, yom echad, or shayim lach hagashamim. Maybe, he says the Rabban, in some of the local rivers, okay, maybe a day or two after a heavy rainfall, you can notice that the water's a little higher. But generally speaking, you know, the truth of the matter is, I never paid that close attention to the Hudson River, whatever. The season is higher or lower. I don't know. Okay, the Ramban is saying that many of our local rivers don't really go up that much, other than maybe a day or two after rain. After heavy rain, okay, then you have a problem. But he does say, okay, b'chein yishlochot b'mitzos os ketanim, shen yiveshim os acham altogether. There are some rivers, you know, which dry up, came out completely. You know, I mean, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, and those are different things, all those wadis, you know, what do they call it? They call it some of those here, there, wadi kelt, all these wadis that people go hiking in. During the rainy season, it's flowing with water. During the summertime, it's bone dry. You know, it dries up. He says, those you have to be careful about, because those are obviously more gshamim, okay? You know, so even here in America, so I remember once I went to Phoenix once, you know, and the rivers are basically dried up in the summertime. Maybe a little bit. This is the so-and-so river. But look, I don't see any water. There's more water in your pitcher, in your water bottle, you know. I told you about the monsoon in Phoenix. My wife and I once went to Phoenix for vacation. So before I had the, you know, you get the weather on your phone. So whenever I went on vacation, the first thing I would do was I'd get the hotel room. I would turn on the TV. What's the weather going to be this week? You can plan your week, you know. And now you turn on your phone. But in those days, I would have to turn on the weather channel. Well, they still have a weather channel. That's not what they do. So to turn on the weather channel. Oh, they have an app. Oh, good. Okay. I have the weather on my phone also. So you can find out. But I turn on the weather channel to see what's going on. And so I remember we got to Phoenix and I turn on the weather. And this is the week of the monsoon. I'm thinking, oh, no, you know, I'm thinking monsoon like in India, you know, it swept up to the rain. What a bad week we picked. That turns out in Phoenix, in that area of Arizona, the monsoon means that week, every day from about 1 to 120, it rains a little bit, about 20 minutes. You know, somehow that's the season, the drop of water. It was so hot, by the way, that when you walked in the rain, it's like you're in a shower. The water was hot as it hit you. It came down through the air. That's how hot the air is. Anyway, but to say that, the Ramban said, be careful with those kinds of rivers. Okay? And then Shmuel said also a difference with maybe Nahar Pras, and not all other rivers included. All right? And he says maybe only in Babel it's different because the water, Babel is a low-lying area, right? We know from Shinar, and Ninarobo may say Babel. Remember that? Rashi and Chomish and all. So, okay. Anyway, he says, but at the end, Ramban says, "Uladatenu anu yesh lochush b'chol nahar ad sheyisbora lecham mayan shelo kamahu me'ezem makom hamshachoso revuim boim beimos hachama beimos hakshama mehilchos abadai kirav." Ramban is more machmer. You have to check it out each situation and know what the status of that particular river is before you use it. Okay. On the other hand, yeah. The Gemara Mechoros, Nun Ham and Beis, was also discussed, mentions that the mayor says Yuval is the real name of the river. That's the source of that. And the Gemara says, Mishael and Shmuel. That's that Medrash is the right of Shmuel. Namar Shmuel, the Har Mikipim Ivrich, right? It comes from its own. But Pligi the Rav, says not so. Okay, so that's the real name of Prof. Tosus there says also, Tosus Mechorot, the name of Beis, Diva Masa Nisayele, 40. Afagav the Shmuel, Iri, Bechol Hanaro, so the mayor, Masa Naka, Prof. Dafke. Okay, he says, no, Shmuel really means all rivers do that, not just Nahar Prof. Okay, fine. The Malay Nefesh, the Ragged, and Sharamayim, Simon Aleph, 41, also says, Lav Lamute Shar Naharos, Lamute Agamin, Shabbababa, not talk about lakes. Okay. All other Naharos have that capacity. When rainwater comes in, some more of its own natural water reproduces, and it's still, it's always going to be outnumbered. You're never going to have more. Okay, that's how Shmuel says, and that's what the Pentos implies, but the Tam implies that's how he paskin. And that's how the Rabbit seems to say, also as opposed to Agamim, Agamim are lakes. Okay, then those are, that's all make shamim. They're like Nahar, they look like Nahar, but they're not. Okay, which we'll come back to shortly. The other sugya that's relevant is Mem Amar Aleph, going over to Mem and Beis in the Dorim, where again you have the story of Avodah Shmuel and Shmuel's statement, Aram Akipim Biberach. So, of course, in the Dorim, you have the Ran on the side of the page. I printed, you know, the whole page of the Ran. Okay, I'm not going to spend time to read the whole Ran. If you're interested in doing further research, the Ran gives a very clear sort of presentation of this whole thing. Okay, he says, of course, at the very beginning, he says the nafkamina should also lipovol if you should ain't make shaman notum and tarm is open. The problem is more rainwater and so on. Okay, as we said. All right, now the Rana in the next page on Memed Beis, going over to Memed Aleph 44, that's that long thing that I printed. I don't have time to read all of it, but he says also, the chol sha'anu b'kiyim, you know, do we know? You have to know, like the Ramban said, you have to know what the story is. Okay? And certainly he says, rivers that dry up. Again, he says many other things. And he says, Misha ain't a bucky. If you're not sure, then you can't use that, right? You know, you have to look and see. Now, l'inyan halacha, see that about halfway down? Or a little less than halfway down. L'inyan halacha, pasak ben tam kishmuel, like we saw. Damar nara b'kipim ibrach, and therefore there's no problem. Even though Rav disagreed, and usually halacha to Rav b'surim, and also Abu the Shmuel agrees with Rav and not with Shmuel. Okay, because of that Sugin Chorus that I printed in source 40, but that's the very name of the river, right? That's the name of the river. Okay, and it's called Pros because it reproduces. All right, and even though it only says it by Pros, but it's true about other things as well. All right, and Nimsul if he does that, Shil Olam Tobin Haros, Afila Kishbach and Harbe Machos come. According to Tom, the answer is you can always go toggle in a river, even if it's more rainwater or a lot of rainwater, because there's always more that came from below. Okay? But again, when we call Mokol, the Ran adds, I think even Rabbeinu Tam is makel only by rivers that don't ever dry up. If it does dry up, then you have a problem. Then you know that it's more from rainwater. The Chazan is dried up. Okay, so first thing the Ran limits of in the top, he says, maybe true of many, but rivers that you see dry up, then you can't use those because that obviously was influenced by a lot of rainwater. And then he notes that I'm in Chananel, Rav Alfasi, Pasuk Kirat, with a bush well. Okay, and the Gemara about that is called Pros, that's an Agadic Gemara for the nickname of the Har Pros. We're not going to Paschal Halacha, right? So Lo Dachinim, the Gemara, the Yisur, the Habanigim, the Halacha, the Maisa. You know, we're not Mishum member Dagadato. And the Gemara is giving you a reason it's real, it's called Yuval, and it's a name. Okay, that's a nice piece of Jewish, but it's not Nagel Halacha, the Maisa. Okay? Anyway, so that's the thing. Let's look at the very end. Nimsa Akshal, Lefi Derek Zer. So three things. One, Shana Haros, Shana Chazan, Ain Tel, and Klal. So rivers dry up, forget it. You never use them. The horos gedolim she'ein mechazen kolshu boki b'hen v'yodea ikram shachin o'tishrei tol b'hen kol hashona kolshu ruya kolshu roa she'ein lachos shadab don't fall ikram shachosim. Two, rivers that don't dry up and you can see, you know, what the situation is. You know that, you know, there's more, you know, what the status is. Then you can be tovel on them. Okay, I'm a kosher over talking to this and I'm and Misha ain't a bucky, then they can't use it at all. So that's how he paskins. The Rashbo and the Bias of Aruch, okay, feels also we should be machmir not to use the river. The Dera Lamanu Misha ain't tovim. This is the Sharamayim Shari Yudala 45. The Dera Lamanu Misha ain't tovim in Haros. We paskin about the Shmuel and we're machmir the Naraisa. So machmir like a little Shmuel. So says the Ramban. Okay. The Rosh passes the other way, but what do I want to see from, I'm saying the Karen, interrupt the Karen, or we'll leave that out for now, okay? You may say it depends on different parts of the river, but look, we'll continue right from the Rosh. Look at the Rosh and Nida, Nilchot Mimot Simon Yod 48. The Hitra Ben Atamzal, Lenosh and Lipo Ben Haris Kos Makula, Rabbeinu Meir, Hoy Oser, the Marmutberg did not allow it. Okay, they said, we don't pass like Shmuel. So the big machlokas. Okay, the big machlokas, how do we pass it? The truth of Desha. Reish Lendal, not true before. Now you have to leave. I'll finish up. Truth of Desha. The same Reish Lendal, not from the beginning. Sheila. The harbe ayaros and mekomos nogu and hashem lipo ben aros kolos shana ve'en mot v'yada. The lamelo nechus with the kama ga'onu the pasuk with the chashin on the bias and also the open and came also to the harikul kedaim bekaris. That was a shalat shmos at deshin zes. We see that many women are tovel in rivers, okay, all year long, even during the right after the rainy season. Why aren't we choshish with those shitas? We're dealing with the doraisa and so on at bekaris, and he writes in the tshuva yeah. We should talk and be concerned about it. Okay? And he says that the Rambam, Rabbi Chanan, many of Aram Rutenberg, many of them all pass like Avodah Shmuel. Okay? And like the other statement of Shmuel, that there's a difference between the Har Pros and everything else. So basically, and he tries to give Terutzim, all right? And he says, some say, Revius Nilton Milson Lo Shchichahi. It doesn't usually happen that way, and maybe the difference in Bubba and Arthur Shaw. Anyway, at the end, the bottom line is he says, you know what, we pass in the Kula? Says the translation, there's no choice. There's no choice. L'chach nireh, look at the last few lines. Mashe kilu kadmanein v'lo micha bedogar, mishum d'choshu l'kama eros m'kama shnei spazu shama Yehudim, l'achas v'l'shnayim v'l'shosha, and so on and so forth. V'ein tzipim, we all don't laugh on the mikvahs. They can't build mikvahs. The cities don't allow it, and whatever else, they can't do it, they don't have the wherewithal to get it done. The cities are by river, and Ihava Ka'asul and Ashul Ibn Horus, okay, if they were asked for women to go in the river, they'd have to travel for who knows how far to some town that has a mikveh, 300 miles away, or whatever it is, the nearest town, which is tough to travel in those days. And we talk, Rov Tirda Zoo, Ashul is a Zule, Betrila the Gamre. They'll say, forget it, people will be, won't go to the mikveh at all, okay? So therefore, he says, we're going to pass in Lakula because they have no choice. Almost like a Shas al Chak. Okay, that's how the Shmuel Tadeshin concludes. The Mordechai also says like that in 50, in the Paragraph Shabbos, Paragraph Aisha, Remesh Shin and Zion. He quotes it at the time, and he also says the same thing, that there's somehow no choice. How do we pass in Lakula? The Rambam, Hilkos Mikvos, Paragraph Tesla, Good Gimel, says it is a problem in the winter season. I'm sorry, in the summer, right after it's been raining, okay? The Torah, Yisun Reish Aleph, quotes the Machlokes, right? The Ika Pluta Rabosa, when the Tam hit there, when the Rihai Oser. Okay, Kol HaChoref, that's one. Aram Rutenberg agreed with that. And the Rosh agrees. He says, most people agree that it's a problem. So the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Beis, Yisun Reish Aleph, Hayo Azolchen, when Amai Misarvim, and so on, so Hari HaKol Kemayim, but Rim Rabu, and Ofer Azol, Kain Rabu Meg Shom, and Ar, Enam Atar, Mazal HaMash Barit. See, Paskin's attack, if you have more rainwater than you have free-flowing water, it's a problem. Okay, and he says, the Ramah says, V'chein nachon la'oros al-achmer. Avol, yesh matirin litbol ben-aros kal-shana, even at the time after the rainy season and the snow-melting season, and it's probably more notfin than zochlin, mishum de'ikor gilul nanor mokom mekoro. Still, most of the water comes from down below, like we said. V'chein nagu barom mekomus b'mokom she'ein mikveh. Okay, so basically, there's room to be makel. So halacha lemaisa, today we should really probably avoid going rivers. Okay, but there's no choice. There's no other mikveh. There's nothing nearby. So that's how the shach says in Sukkot and Tezvah. He says, "I'm a mamok v'shish mikveh ain litpo b'naharos." Elish Latzanar Kotan Ma'od, Charles Mubel, that's a small river that hasn't rained in a while. So basically, that the Taz also says, you should avoid going to the river, certainly if there's a mikvah nearby. So that's in terms of rivers, it's a major discussion. On the other extreme, the ocean is fine. Okay, how do we know? To go back to that Pusik and Bereshus, Paragalav Pusik Yud, 56, right? Vayikra Lakim Layabosha Eretz, L'mikveh Amayim Kore Yamim. Pasuk says a mikvah yamayim kari yamim. Yamim is a nickname for what? Mikvah hamayim, a mikvah. Yamim, the pasuk itself says seas, oceans. The pasuk itself calls it a mikvah.
Save a lot of money if
you
get a small piece of
lakefront property. Yeah, oceanfront property. Yeah, right. And I don't know. Cordon it off. No problem. Okay.
Are you going to
the place where there's no mikvah, like I mentioned in Puerto Rico, There's no mikveh. But then,
yeah,
you'd have to get the town permission, I suppose, and whatever. But the enochanami, the mishnah mikvahs perakay mishadalos kol hayamim kemikveh shenem ala mikveh amayim koriyamim. It's a verse in mishnah, okay. And therefore, these you can be tired. But the teferis yisrael, finish up. The teferis yisrael, yachna boaz, right? And that mishnah, and a different mishnah, the boaz and maseches poro perakes mishnah ches. Okay, Oz Dalit 58. He says, but let's understand what a yam is. Okay, he says, Hosan, I quote that mission in the Gwos, Hosan, Osala Fuke Rak Shaar Yamim Katanim, She'enon Mechuborim Klal, Liyam Ukyanus, like I mentioned in the Shir. There are many things that we call a yam in parlance or even in the Psukim. We call it a yam that are not connected to the ocean at all. Kiyam Kineris, Liyam Amelach. The Yam Kaspi, the Caspian Sea, okay, Uchadoma. Aval Yam Hagadol Shemar of Eretz Yisrael, okay, you know, that's the Mediterranean, okay, Yam Peres, I mean, the Persian Gulf, okay, the Yam Mizrahi, I don't know, the East, I'm not sure what that is, the Pacific Ocean, I don't know, North Sea, Shakula Mul Okeanos, Ein Rachelik Men, Kula Dina Kiyam Okeanos. So, he's making an important distinction. To use a Yam, some of these yams we call yam are really more a lake than an ocean. Well, that's so now. So, what about lakes, Doctor? Okay. So what is the Yam Kineret? So again, we have to figure out when it comes. I'll get to lake. We'll just finish off the lake. So again, the oceans, the rivers, and we discussed the problem at length. Okay, and that's a machlokes. There's no choice. We can make it. Europe a lot has no choice. Sometimes out here, there's no mitzvah, no, there's a big tircha. Okay. But, the Rav Menuchos Mikvos, if you remember, we had this Gemara, right? The Parakal Halak Yadav Rav writes, Ishi Anatolos Benomo. Now, Nomo is a port. What was the problem there? The problem was a theist problem, right? It was busy, right? There's a theist issue. But the fact that it was a port, so that itself was okay. But you hear what the dick is? In other words, the problem with going to Nomo was there were people around. And where boats come in, it's connected to the ocean and so on and so forth. Part of the river. Huh?
Yeah.
So apparently that's good. It's only a problem because of theist problem. Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's just a riot, I'm saying. It's absent of theist problem, it's fine. Okay? And that's what one of Tuscans in your day here in Siddur Aleph Sifei. Kol hayamim yeshlam din mayim letar b'tzchila. Okay? The question is, what about lakes? All right, so Yoch HaShulchan, in this Simrei Shalach Sif Membe, the last source, he says, many people, he says, some close my social karma comes from Mikvah Tobos, Bekayas, Benaharos, who made Gesham Alava, he actually lived over Benaharos. Anyway, he says, in the winter, I don't always go in the rivers ever, it's too darn cold, okay? But in Mokom Shem Mikvah, we can be Mekah. Then he speaks about Agamim, Agamim, it's Yabshos, and so on. The question is, what's the status of the lake? So it may make a difference, is this lake attached to some stream? Okay, in which case, you know, it's kind of like a big thing, but it, you know, there's a stream that comes down, and there's a big lake, and the stream continues.
Yeah.
Okay, that's how it often is. So that would be okay. That would be the same problem as a river. Okay, it'll be same din as a river.
Is it the same happen?
Okay. Well, it's
I don't know.
It's not blocked in.
Does it feel like there's a flow?
Oh, so now that's so the
so
two.
That
the, right. So oh, so that's I think the answer. Okay, with a lake, I think you would there's room to be made, like in a lot of camps they have lakes. Okay, so the lake is whatever zechila there is, is not really noticeable, and that we discussed yesterday, right? So it may be a stream, but I think like it's a morishah with Morisha Kol. I think it's
Lake
Como. Right, well, that's not, I don't think that's called Lake Como. The city is called Lake Como. But that particular, the camp to the lake is not Lake Como, I don't think. But that lake, I think that the Rabbanim, I think Rabbi Willig, another Rabbanim there said that it was okay for one of two reasons. Number one, it seems not to be connected to any stream, so then it's a big shaman, but it's one, you know, so it's a big shaman, good, like a mikveh. The seepage and so on and so forth, but again, we said that was okay if it's not Nikolai, it's not Zechila Nikeres. Two, I think they found out from the locals there that there are many underground streams. It may well be a Mayan also. Okay, you can check a lot of times lakes. One of the reasons why you have a stream and all of a sudden it's a big lake is because there's underground thing feeding it there. That's what widens it. So, you know, you have bottom line with the lake, you have to look into each situation and see. It could be that it's good because it's self-contained and you don't really have, you can't really see it flow into some other streams. Okay, it's a zechila shein nikar.
Looking at the map, it's not that situation. Lake Como is that situation.
Right, Lake Como, I think it is. You see streams.
Lake Como is.
Right, but Lake Moshe
is not. Seems to be
self-contained.
It's called highway.
Right, so that's, I think that's what, you can check with the Rabbilik about the Lake Marsha, but I think that that's what he said. It's serious for a few things, I guess. A, it can be a Mayan, because there are these underground water sources, and two, it's not as clearly carried. So that's what you have to look into by lakes. Okay, we'll stop over here. I'm just going to give you that overview, and okay, we'll talk again. I'll get together again at one point, maybe next week, just to schmooze. Or maybe share something about Sirius Alma. Okay. Yeah.